Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime
you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper and Una, fresh off the show. Here we are in the studio, in our podcast studio, telling you all about the things that we got up to on the show today.
Yeah, I actually got a blood test as well. Just
oh, in between.
In
that's
between.
Right.
Yeah. So my arm is sore now.
Yeah, it was like we got to the end of the show when we were doing Feckin' It's Friday, the songs, and just like, okay, bye. Yeah. I'm like, where are you off to? I've got to go to the doctors. I'm a busy mum.
Yeah, I had to get a blood test done. Couldn't find a vein. Ouchie.
Couldn't find a vein.
Well, they found one then and they took 4 vials, man.
Oh, my God.
4 vials, yeah.
Can we do the results live?
Sure thing.
All right, we got into the show with talking about getting caught with your pants down.
Erna, have I got one of the most amusing stories that I've come across in an awful long time?
Go on.
What was the one thing that, okay, so I don't want to, you know, bring back any bad memories, but what was the one thing that the pandemic made us do, apart from the jabs and stuff like this, but what was the thing?
Quizzes.
Quizzes was fun, yeah. Doing a bit of quizzes, you know, shouting at your friends from across the street, dining in the garden, paying €9 so you could sit in a pub.
Yeah.
What else was it? Oh, yeah, work from home. So maybe some people like working from home. And yeah. You have Zoom meetings, team meetings.
Oh, God, the Zooms.
Nothing beats a meeting when you're on a Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Love a good Zoom.
Yeah, and especially when you're sitting there and you're just like, you're starting to doze off or anything like that. Well, what if you are still working from home and you work for the local council in Glasgow? You know, you've got to be going around your business anyway, because you try and do as much as you possibly can while you're working from home. Get stuff done at home, wouldn't you agree on it?
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, I have a funny feeling that this councillor was trying to get a little bit more stuff than was bargained for. All right, so this is what happened when he left his camera on.
This is the awkward moment a Glasgow councillor was caught on camera going to the toilet in a work-from-home blunder.
That's right, going to the toilet.
Pollokshields councillor Hani Fraja had logged onto the video call for a planning committee on Tuesday, but he forgot to turn off his camera when he popped to the loo. He sat his laptop on the floor of his bathroom and ended up pulling down his trousers in front of the whole meeting.
Now, here's the thing. This guy's narrating what's going on, okay? But here's the thing. They've actually posted this video online as well.
And it took another councillor to quickly intervene and tell him everyone could see him sitting on the pan.
So here's the moment during the actual Zoom meeting, like a town council meeting.
So this application relates to the proposed construction of a battery storage
system.
Before
we start, Bailey Raja, are you aware that your camera is live? Thank you. Can we go on, please?
Oh, my God. You'd be like, oops, oh, my God, my camera's live.
A Zoom with sound effects.
What would you do in that situation, my friend, Una?
What would I do in the situation?
Yeah, I'd lean into it. Hey, guys, how many sheets will I get? What?
Oh, stop.
Come on.
Pull up my trousers. He was literally caught...
with his trousers,
down. Yeah. With his trousers hanging down. Oh, my God. Your dignity, the shame and mortification. But look, I suppose the other side of it is we all have to go to the toilet.
Absolutely. We all have to do it. And if it's at 10 past 10 every day, just lean into whatever you got to do.
Lean into it.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah. Is there anything funnier than that sound? No.
Breakfast rolls.
Do you know what people have said to me when they're listening to the podcast? Why doesn't Una eat and drink anymore on the podcast?
Because because you have made me feel so unprofessional. I'm just being me and I'm just trying to be real and authentic, having my snacks, and you're like, that sounds so bad. So I've stopped it now. So there'll be no more snacking. There'll be no more ASMR apple time for you.
Boom. All right. This is what our survey says was all about this morning.
Friday morning, going into a lovely big weekend. Donald, what is our survey asking us to figure out this morning on 087-1102-107?
Today, I'm asking, research shows that this happens every 3 minutes around the world. What is happening?
Oh, that's interesting. Hmm. Is it somebody adjusting the temperature in an office without other people knowing?
That's got to be more often than that, because me and Ella do have a war in here every couple of minutes.
Of confession.
Of what?
I've a confession.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've seen you adjust the temperature to make it cooler. And yeah. I've just walked straight by and pumped it up even hotter.
But you're like me. You want it cool as well.
Yeah. It's just a bit of fun, though. I'm only messing with it, though.
No, it's not that.
Okay, so it's not adjust the temperature. What's the question again?
Research shows this happens every 3 minutes around the world. What is it?
What are you saying, Una?
That's what. Why is that unbelievable? I'm just being. No, I'm just saying what everyone else is thinking.
Every 3 minutes.
Could be even more often than that. Who knows?
Oh, it probably
around
is.
The world.
Around the world. Yeah. Probably every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It's probably actually not every 3 seconds. It's just like concurring. Like,
it's always happening.
Always happening. Always happening. There's never a moment when it's not happening.
Yeah, like a world conga. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
And we could be doing it in unison. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
Let's not.
I'm just saying.
It's not the answer, yeah, but
something to think about, Donald.
It's a real good guess, though.
The heartbeats of life.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Let's get some guesses in. 087-1102-107.
Research shows this happens every 3 minutes around the world. What is it?
Is it playing Dua Lipa song?
No, but again, that's
well, let's do it anyway. All right, get your guesses. 087-1102-107. What is the question we're asking in our services this morning, Donald?
Today, research shows that this happens every 3 minutes around the world. What is it?
What is it? 087-1102-107.
I think the answer is a baby is born. Debbie in County Lang.
Oh, great guess.
It's the most popular guess.
There's a lot of guesses of that coming in. Yeah, it's close to the truth. But it's not the right answer.
It's not the right answer.
No.
Okay, all right. We need more guesses. 087-1102-107. Right, let's get some guesses to the question that Donald's asking, which is...
Research shows this happens every 3 minutes around the world. What is it?
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Tommy in Roscommon. How are you, buddy?
Friday. Just wondering if today's answer, what occurs every 3 minutes... around the world, is it a baby being born?
Baby being born, no, we did have that.
Yeah, no, not that. Good guess, could be close.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky.
Is the answer to Scally's Alley an earthquake?
Ooh.
That's every 3 minutes.
There could be small ones, little tremors.
Yeah.
It's not the answer, no, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Did you get your frost shield?
Oh, yeah, and as you
here. Shield. It's not frost shield season.
It doesn't matter, you it should still have it on standby just in case.
It'll sneak up on you.
It will sneak up on me. Yes, I know. Well, I know.
I cannot wait for that day that you're late because I couldn't defrost my car. Oh, why is that?
Just so you can say I told you so.
You bet. So everyone can say it. We'll do a full.
You're the only person I know with a frost shield.
I have a frost shield.
Yeah.
You don't use yours.
Of course I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
When I need to. Yeah.
Anybody else want to chime in on this? 087-1102-107. Anyone else have something to stop the frost forming on their windscreen? Anyway.
Dublin City Council here. Good morning, Una.
This is for you. This is from Dublin City Council. They're always on to you.
It is an absolute fact, Una, that every 3 minutes on this planet, your fines for parking on Jones's Road during the bleeding All-Ireland final is going up and up and up every 3 minutes. No matter where in the world you are, darling.
Yeah, they're going to get you in it. You know, just parked up on the curb on Jones's Road. I can't get parking anywhere, so I'm just going to leave it here. Yeah. The guards are standing there with their arms out. What are you going to do about this?
That could be true.
Aren't you busy with all the dubs?
Yeah.
Aren't you busy with them?
Yeah. It's not the answer I've got written down.
All right, let's get the answer. Okay.
The answer is every 3 minutes around the world, someone reports a UFO sighting.
Stop the lights.
Yeah, every 3 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's gas.
It's mad.
But, like, they're definitely out there.
Oh, yeah? Have you seen them?
I have. Well, there was one time I thought I saw them, but... I talked myself out of it. I sent myself a text message on my phone
right,
saying,
listen. Genuinely love to talk about this, but we're over time and you need to do news and sports. So
oh yeah, okay. I want to talk about the aliens.
Yes,
though.
We'll come back and talk about aliens. We have Truth or Trash to do maybe later on. But see, bank that, okay?
But you made up facts.
So, all right, stop. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
You've just burst into laughter. What is going on?
I've been clicking my knuckles into the mic to try and annoy you, but you haven't. Oh, they're all clicked out now, sugar. You haven't. You didn't cop it.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm just delirious with tiredness. But hey, there you go. That's fine.
Do we want to talk about when I was telling everybody about the cash machine and I just laughed my arse off?
Oh my God. I was like, what is wrong with him? He just giggles for the whole cash machine read. And afterwards, he tells us why. He farted his way through the whole read. And the only reason I didn't hear it because I had my headphones on.
Thank God.
Thank God they weren't silent and violent ones.
It was in tune.
That's not you. That, you give out to me for snacking during the podcast. You shouldn't be farting during the show.
They weren't stanky. It's fine.
They were stanky. Stank.
Here's a game of Rhyme It that we played with Sean from Letterkenny.
Who be stank? You be stank.
Oh my God.
Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it.
We're playing this morning to hopefully give away an amazing prize, which includes Una's drawers and an actual iRadio mystery bag. We're playing with Sean from Letterkenny this morning. Morning, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Really good. Thanks very much. You're a health and safety guy. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
We love our health and safety guy, Charlie. He's an absolute legend.
He has to remind Cooper to tie his laces every day, though.
That's so. Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of thing you'd be on the lookout now for, Sean?
No, I wouldn't go into that kind of detail now.
Oh, man, you got to knuckle down.
Sometimes you've got to be a big boy, Cooper, and tie your own laces.
I've been telling him that, Sean. He doesn't listen to me. Sometimes he gets Velcro, so he doesn't have to tie his laces.
They're tied.
Oh, they're tied today.
Well,
that's because I actually didn't untie them since I got them. They're literally, that's the way they came in the box.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Standing.
Sean, it looks like you're planning yourself a little bit of a pre-Christmas getaway.
Yeah, just a wee trek over to West Donegal over beside Sleeve League.
Nice. Yeah. Is that this weekend?
This weekend, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Who's going? Is it just yourself or?
Yeah, just myself, yeah.
Very good.
Okay, are you ready to play Rhyme It, Sean?
Yeah.
And win some goodies?
Absolutely.
Okay, the idea of the game is you've got to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. And your word this morning is?
Gel. G-E-L. Okay?
Yeah. Gel, yeah.
All right. Okay, your 30 seconds start now.
If you don't shower regularly, you have a bad what?
Well.
I don't kiss and what?
Well.
I use the wrong letters writing because I can't what?
Well.
Americans call their mobile phone their what?
Well.
When the bar is near to closing, they ring the what?
Well.
On Vinted, you can what?
Shell.
A snail lives in one of these.
Shell.
When you shout in a loud, sharp way, you what?
Yell.
If you're not sick, you're feeling what?
Well.
The princess is Beauty and the Beast.
Well.
My bruised knee is already starting to what?
Well.
Whoa!
Wow.
Jeez.
Sounded a bit like a robot there, didn't I?
It sure did, Sean.
Okay.
No one's...
Sean, you need to calm down now.
Holy moly!
Sean.
Yeah?
I have never in my life ever seen anything or heard anything like it. It's like you had the answers in front of you. And on the actual bell, you got the last question right as well. You got the highest score I've ever seen on Rhymers of 11!
Wow! That must get me something extra, doesn't it?
Probably. I don't know.
I'll throw in a purple snack for you, Sean.
Hang on a second. Let's have a look.
Let's have a look. What's in there now?
Hard luck to Nathan, who had the high score. What was 8? That's amazing. All right.
Ooh.
You were on fire, Sean.
Thanks very much.
Sean, so it's the iRadio mystery goodie bag. So inside the bag is an iRadio tote bag. That's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't know we had those.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're very nice. I think I might just hang on to
that. I need to rob one of those.
You got an iRadio bottle. You've got a pen, which I'll leave in the end, the iRadio pen. You've got a wild cherry little tree air freshener for your car.
Brilliant.
Una, you need to get... Oh, you got the trolley token as well.
Yeah.
The hearing. Where's the purple snacks?
Oh, here.
Get them in.
I tell you what. But there is a big giant Aero peppermint bar.
There you go. There's the purple snacks. Do you want an apple as well, Sean?
Put on... No, don't. You can't be sending fruit.
Right. No, I've been taking a couple of weeks.
She didn't give me the purple snack. She pretended to give it to me and then took it away. Una, you need to hand over the purple snack.
Okay, I will later.
You want? I have a funny feeling you get a purple snack wrapper or maybe a pre-sucked.
I know. I'll send. I will. I'll give it to Sean. Don't worry.
No, you're gonna get. You're gonna get a pack of purple snacks in that as well.
Brilliant.
Listen, well done. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much for playing Rhymers.
Cheers, Cooper. Can I just give a big shout out to my daughter Alice, who is 11 on Tuesday.
You did it now. There's nothing we can do about
it.
Happy birthday, Alice. 11, double digits. Fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, listen, happy birthday and have a great weekend. All right?
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Cheers, Sean. Bye-bye.
There you go now. If you'd like to come on and play Rhyme It and win the contents of Una's drawers, all you got to do is send us a WhatsApp now. Rhyme It with your name and where you are to 087-1102-107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, nobody can say that we don't pick on each other enough. And and you went to town on me because of Emma Dornan's Instagram post.
Emma Dornan, the comedian, yeah. So she was calling out people with notions. And as I was watching this video, I was like, oh my God, has she done this about Cooper? Is Cooper being her inspiration for this video? So you ticked all of the boxes.
No, come on.
You ticked most of them. 99% of them, you ticked them. You got notions.
See, do you tick any of these boxes?
So I came across something that I'd like to bring to your attention.
This is never good news.
Yeah, there's a comedian out there. Her name is Emma Dornan.
Yeah, yeah.
Love her. Yeah. She's brilliant, hilarious. And she did a skit the other day and it was all about notions.
Oh God, I can see where this is going.
Notions. And I was like, oh my God, everything she said, it's just you. It's just all Cooper. So here, just have a listen to her now. And yeah, you see what I mean then, go on.
Okay.
Signs you've notions. If you call fizzy drinks, soft drinks, it's not an allergy or anything like that. Just oat milk, notions.
You oat milk. That's you. Notions.
That's so, hold on a sec now. Oh, I have oat milk or oat because it's not actual. You can't milk an oat. But you have...
You're lactose intolerant.
I'm lactose intolerant. So it's either like, oh, do I feel sick for the day or actually just put a bit of oat in it?
Or just don't even bother having... Or don't tell anyone. Just have your oat milk, but don't tell people. You tell people all the time.
Yeah, you do. Would you like a coffee? Yeah, will you just get a drop of oat milk
in it?
No,
the first time I went out for coffee with you years ago, you were like... Ew, they only have full fat milk. And I was like, oh my God, who is this fella?
Because it makes me sick.
I didn't know that back then. Anyway, I've compiled a list of notions, right?
What? Oh God,
okay,
no.
Okay, so, and they're all for you.
So, do I get to defend any of them?
You say oat milk. You can if you want. Okay. Oat milk. Oat so, milk. Tick, right?
No, that's not a notion-y thing, oat milk.
Okay, whatever. you bring sushi into work.
I've never brought sushi into work.
You have. Your kids bring sushi to school.
They have.
Yeah.
But okay. They made it themselves. It's a little bit of like making do at home.
Oh my God. Making do at home. You have a courtyard.
I live in a very old house, Una.
Courtyard.
Yeah, and there's a courtyard. Yeah, the courtyard out the back, you know, where the sheds are.
You have a coach house.
Yeah, because as I said, the house is 200 years old, and before cars, there was a little thing where you put your coach into.
Yeah, coach house.
Stop getting wet.
Yeah. Coach house. Yeah, coach house. You have a walk-in wardrobe.
Do not have a walk-in wardrobe.
Genuinely, you have a walk-in wardrobe.
Genuinely,
you're paying builders to put in a walk-in wardrobe your house.
It is being built at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, no, listen. Okay, you have something called, you say, oh, I'm just out in the veranda. Veranda.
That's
very posh.
It's just the right word. We don't have a deck because it's patio, but a patio is on ground level. Veranda's raised. I'm just getting the right wording for it.
Okay.
It's like the difference between going on holidays on an airplane or a bus.
I would say outside. I'd say outside. I'd say the garden.
The garden.
The garden. No, the veranda.
The yard.
Yeah, you... This is a good one.
Yeah.
You used the word famished the other day. Instead of saying I'm starving.
What's wrong with that?
I'm famished. It's just notions.
How is it? What do you mean notions?
Notions. It's so notions.
I've never understood this whole thing about people being offended or getting their back up about notions.
I'm not offended. I'm just bringing it to your attention and to everyone's attention.
But why is
that you are notions?
But why though?
Okay. Do you know what else you do, right?
What do I do?
As well as say the word famished. Veronica, you say vacation.
Stop it.
You say vacation.
I don't.
It's going on your holidays. You're going on your holidays.
If you're staying in the country, you're going on your holidays. But if you're vacating the country, are vacating.
No, that's very American. It's vacation. You know, my brother's lived in Canada for 12 years, and when he said vacation, I gave out stink to him, and he's lived over there.
You punch him square in the crown jewels.
Yeah, say vacation. You say, instead of saying half past, right? Instead of saying it's half, like every Irish person says, it's half eight, half seven, right? You say 7:30. 10:30.
Now,
you're very Americanized.
In my defense, with radio, you need to say the actual time, especially on breakfast radio like we do. I don't know if you've realized this.
No, I think people understand half past.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm saying the time all the time. So it's like, hey, what's going on? It's Jumpstart Your Mornings at Cooper Noon. It's 8:38.
Yeah, but that's fine. 8:38, that's grand. Or you could really say 20 to 9. Do you know what I mean?
But
you
it's 22 Garrett, to 9.
You could round it off.
But by saying 22 to 9, that sounds like it's is it 10:09 then?
No, that's fine. But it's 10:30. It's like, no, it's not at half 10. Stop it. Just stop it. So I would like to ask people if they think any of my lists are notions.
Yeah.
If you are in fact notions, or what they think is notions, or if they want to out someone with notions, and why they have notions.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have fun with that?
Yeah. Show me your veranda. In your veranda. Walking.
Do you know what? When I invite you over again, you're not getting to sit out in my veranda.
Where's the garden?
I'll put you in the garden. Here's Louis Tomlinson. You'll have to go through the arbor first.
Oh, right? God.
Radio. Jumpstart your mornings with Cooper and Una, who are currently, right now, still friends.
Oh, always friends. Just because you have notions and you talk about your veranda and your walk-in wardrobe and the couch house and what else do you have? You have, what's the arbor? I don't even know what an arbor is. It just sounds notiony. What's an arbor?
I showed you the arbor and you were like, oh, that's actually really nice.
What is it?
It's the gateway. It's a little kind of like a door into the part of the garden. It's nice.
Okay. Where do you grow your jostleberries? That's the biggest, that's like the notioniest jam ever.
In the fruit cage.
Have you heard of jostlebery jam? Jostleberries.
Just because you have
it's the posh cousin of strawberries and raspberries.
Oh my God.
Avocados are absolute notiony.
I gotta say, avocados are not notiony.
They are a little bit.
What? They're avocados are notiony?
Yeah.
All right, go on, yeah.
And also, acai? What way do you say it? You're burning more calories trying to pronunciate the bloody thing than you would by consuming whatever the hell is in it. It looks like a bird regurgitated it.
Okay, how do you pronounce it?
Acai bowl.
You're an acai bowl.
You're an acai bowl.
I don't even know what an acai bowl. What is it? It's frozen fruit, is it? I don't know.
It looks really nice. Yeah. I've never had one. But it's like there's peanut butter in there.
Oh, sir.
You can have peanut butter in there. I think you could have maple syrup, some honey, some fruit. They look lovely, actually. Very appetizing. Slightly notiony. Yeah. And just the way the way to pronounce it is quite notiony as
if
well.
So you're saying if something's difficult to pronounce, it's notiony.
Yeah. And I'll begrudge it because I'm Irish.
Good morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. Just the way you're talking about time.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to say 5:20 past or 5:20 to. For 25 past and 25 to.
Oh my God, that hurt my head. Yeah, because Una thinks I've got notions because I say 7:30 instead of half past.
Just say half past.
Yeah, I've looked up notions in Ireland, all right? And
I've got a load of them.
Go on, yeah. So actually, you do that and I'll finish up with what actually the description of what notions is.
Well, Leah and Nate got in touch and she says, couples who play golf together, notions. People who order steak, blue and mooing, notions, 100%. People who eat blue cheese, notions.
I like blue
and
cheese.
Anyone who calls themselves a foodie. Notions.
I definitely don't call myself a foodie.
You do.
No. I think
you're always talking about the quality of the food at your house.
Yeah, but I never say I'm a foodie. It's like, what do you mean you're a foodie? Oh, I love food. I'm like, everybody loves food.
No, but you're always talking
about food.
The quality of the food at our house. Everything's fresh from the garden. I'm like, really? I shove chips in the oven.
You have an air fryer, Una.
I have an air fryer. Yeah.
So I looked up the definition of notions.
And your face came up beside it, right?
Wow. Okay. Okay. So this is the description: a dismissive term used by sad, judgmental people to tear others down for having the temerity to try new things.
You don't even know what temerity is or pronounce it.
Or leave their comfort zone. It's a thing that Irish people do, and I personally dislike it. Why are you being so mean
I'm
to
not
me?
Being mean. Listen, it's very endearing. All of your notions are endearing. You listen, you have an arbor. What else you have an Avery. Avery or Avery?
You
what?
Just can't have anything nice anymore.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go,
go, go. Truth or Trash is always a bundle of fun, and I absolutely loved the caterpillar fact.
Oh, the Donald Trump one. Yeah. From Donald's Book of Animal Facts. Yes, it was amazing.
Go and Google the Donald Trump caterpillar and you won't be disappointed. Anyway, here's the rest of Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash?
Yes, we will. We play a game of Truth or Trash. Everybody got the facts ready?
Yeah.
All right, Donald, off you go. What have you got for us?
An animal fact.
Oh,
the
good.
Donald Trump caterpillar looks identical to the president's hair. Donald Trump caterpillar.
The Donald Trump caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a newly named caterpillar?
I don't think so.
Well, it's been... So, did this caterpillar exist?
Not before Donald Trump,
okay,
I'd say.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Or it could have had a different name, I don't know.
Used to be a Harry Molly, but now it's called a Donald Trump. It's a beautiful caterpillar. A lot of people are looking to get one. Turns into a butterfly, eventually.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
Why?
I don't know.
Good for you, innit?
Yeah.
Do you think a caterpillar looks like Donald Trump?
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. I don't know if it's an official name, but I'd say somebody's named a caterpillar Donald Trump, and I'm locking that in.
Yes, well, you'd both be correct. It's true. Prior to 2016, it was known as the flannel moth caterpillar. It gained popularity because it looks the spitting image of Donald Trump with the bright orange hair. Given an uncanny resemblance to
Una's
the president of America.
Google it, Una, quickly. We want to see this damn thing. That's cattle.
Caterpillar.
There's only one T. Oh my God!
There's the wig, yeah.
Everybody, please Google Donald Trump caterpillar.
Wow.
Literally is, yeah. No wonder it's got the name. Yeah.
It's brilliant. Oh, I love it. Okay, nice one. All right, now the celebrity traitors is all over.
Mm.
What went on behind the scenes has all been revealed.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Early faithful Paloma Faith, who was out, she was killed off by the traitors earlier on, has come out to say that when they closed the lid on her coffin, it jammed shut and it took nearly an hour to first realise that she was still in it. Paloma said that they thought I got out myself, but I just lay there and fell asleep.
Oh my God.
I just lay there, fell asleep, didn't I?
Oh.
I would be terrified. I'm going to say that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paloma,
she's chill.
She
could handle it.
Love Paloma Faith.
Yeah. I'm going to say trash because I think they would have been keeping an eye on things and there would have been different people going around the place knowing if she was still in there for an hour or not. So I'm going to say
are
trash.
You sure?
No, but I'm going to say trash.
You got to commit to an answer, Donald.
I'm committing to the answer because of what I've said.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Lock it in?
Locked.
Una, have you locked yours in?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, no, it is trash. I made it up.
You made it up, did you?
Yeah. Use my imagination. Look at that.
That was a good fake fact.
Yeah.
Thank you. Topical as well. Have you got yours finished?
I do.
You got a fact yet? Nope.
Did you take it from Donald's Book of Animal Facts?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Okay. So, a male guinea pig named Randy...
Oh, yeah.
...broke into a female-only enclosure and impregnated all 100 of them, resulting in 400 baby guinea pigs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, Randy.
And his name was Randy.
Makes sense.
Before he wasn't just called Randy after that event. He was Randy before
a name
that
like
event.
Nature, yeah.
Randy by name, Randy by nature.
Guinea pigs are kind of like rabbits, I think. So that would make sense.
In the sense that they like to breed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, at it like rabbits, yeah.
I like to move it.
You can just picture the scene now. Brandy with hair like the Donald Trump caterpillar.
It's Randy.
All right, Randy. Well, I was talking about his friend who opened the door for him, okay? But Brandy, Randy's friend, opens the door and he's just like, hello, ladies.
Hello.
Who's ready to get down with my little furry friend?
Come, Brandy and Randy.
Let's have some fun.
Randy, keep the car running. I'll be only 2 minutes.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, why not? Well, Randy, little hamster.
Day of his life.
It's true. Fair play to Randy. Wow. All 100 of them.
Yeah. Not stopping for a snack. No.
400 babies.
Oh, they all became pregnant as
they
well?
They all became pregnant.
Oh, my God.
That was the thing. He impregnated 100 females. Guinea pigs.
Look at you championing this little fella. And
I think it's pretty cool.
Super swimmer. Fair play.
Yes, we tutted what Bonnie Blue did.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There you go. That is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. And throughout that whole thing, Una was just going through her memories on Facebook.
Yeah, so the big Kahuna Palooza came up. That was like 10 years ago. Okay. Anyway, it was where me and you threw a big party in Sligo.
In the Garavogue,
and all the listeners came in, and it was one of the best nights ever.
It was class, wasn't it?
It was so class,
Oh my God, we need to do that again.
We need to do that again. Yeah, boss, if you're listening, please can we throw a party? Please.
We just want a party. It was lit. All right, listen. Thanks for hanging out. We'll be back on Sunday on iRadio at about 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. And then Monday morning, 6 till 10 a.m. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the podcast. Share it with your friends. Follow, like, share. You know what to do.
Peace.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.